I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This minute, I'm going to leave you with a question to answer. Way back in 1992, Rodney King was severely beaten by police officers who were later found not guilty, and there were riots in Los Angeles.
Okay, now you see the smoke.
We can see the fire.
There you go.
Other cities feared the riots would spread, and in New York, where I was a young anchor with CBS, businesses had boarded up their windows and shut down for the day, fearing the worst. Now, at CBS, we had what's called a style book. A thick, loose-leaf notebook that told us what we could say on the air and what we couldn't. And one of the rules was you could never use the word riot while a protest was in progress, the belief being just the use of that loaded word would fan the flames while the disturbance was in progress. And there were no riots in New York after the Rodney King verdict. But that's only part of the story. See, we had a reporter on the ground in a rough section of Brooklyn watching an ugly disturbance, rock throwing and window breaking. Soon as our reporter went live on air, the mayor's office called to insist we stop reporting live play-by-play of this incident. And at the instruction of our news director, right or wrong, there was no more live reporting from the scene. And without any live play-by-play, the situation fizzled. The rock throwing and window breaking remained an isolated incident, barely reported with a shrug. At the same time, Los Angeles was burning on live television.
Officer, could you tell us what the problem is?
The problem with the light is it's in officers' faces and they're having objects thrown at
them.
What do you think I'm talking
that?
About, ma'am?
No, I mean, just now.
This is 28 years ago in L.A. So, did we make the right decision in New York? Were we failing to tell the story or successfully preventing a riot? I don't know. But I'm thinking about that day almost 30 years ago.
We walked away.
After watching the arrest of the CNN crew in Minneapolis.
Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest?
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.